You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
7:04 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan's hanging out behind the glass, keeping us on track today. This hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Here are the headlines before you head out. The New York Knicks clinched the NBA Cup over the San Antonio Spurs last night, 124-113. Now, locally, it looks like Trae Young is making some big strides. Hawks announced he has been assigned to the College Park Skyhawks. I want to say congratulations to Indiana's coach, Kurt Cignetti, won his second straight AP Coach of the Year. Terrence Crawford announced he's retiring from boxing, said he has nothing left to prove, and retires with a 42-0 record at just 38. Now, the Falcons face the Cardinals this weekend. Pregame with Mike and Bo kicks off at 2. Kickoff is at 4:05. And just like Raheem and the whole crew up at Flower Branch, Mike and Bo have been looking over these matchups. Specifically, Trey McBride, what should be the game plan to guard him this weekend? Ooh,
take his knees out.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's not going to be good. There's no doubt about it.
I don't know. This guy's ate up. Atlanta's defense is in two games. He's averaging over 100. He's averaging 104 yards a game in two appearances. I don't know if Mike remembers this, but I remember when he played us for the first time. It was in Arizona, and he was like, "They're going to try to cover me like this." He's like, he saw it on film, and he was like, "I'm gonna feast." And I went out and feasted. Lit us up that game in Arizona, and he likes playing against Atlanta. I don't know. I watched a little bit of him against Houston, and obviously they were out of that game early. I think they were down 14-0 within a blink of an eye. In fact, they gave up a big touchdown play, and then the kickoff, they fumbled the next kickoff.
Yep.
So very Atlanta Falcons-like. But he makes really, really. I mean, he makes some phenomenal catches.
Yeah, he's very Brock Bowers-esque the way he's able to catch on the run, make moves. It's probably easier, honestly, if you talk about how not to defend him.
Okay,
I would not leave him on an island with a linebacker. You know, some of the guys that have been able to match up with him, and he mentioned the Texans game last week, Henry To'o. One of the linebackers, one of the outside linebackers for Houston, had no business being on an island with him or even try to redirect. I mean, he absolutely ate him up. And when you go look, I wanted to see how we might go about attacking a guy that plays at this caliber, you know, this level. Went back and was like, okay, who's been the best tight ends against the Falcons this year? So I went back and looked at Tyler Warren from the Indianapolis Colts, and you didn't really have one way they tried to get him open. They did utilize multiple screens for Tyler Warren, which, mark my words and listen to me if you hear nothing else I say, Trey McBride will catch a screen and it will be an explosive play. There's just no two ways about it. The way we rush the passer, the aggression we have in the defensive front, the way that Arizona utilizes him out in the flat, you could have one of those screens off the hip of a tackle. You could have one of those screens out in the flat with wide receivers blocking. He will catch a screen for an explosive play this weekend. It's been a staple of what Trey McBride does. But the bottom line is, you have to keep them guessing. You have to keep Jacoby Brissett guessing as to who is going to guard him. And you have to be better at actually hitting him at the line of scrimmage. It's one of the things that really was not good in the way we attacked Tyler Warren. Is Tyler Warren was utilized in run formations, heavy just personnel, fullback in the backfield. He's at the line of scrimmage, every, you know, nine-man box on defense, and then he leaks in the flat. And then you run a bootleg and you hit him, and Jesse can't get over there, or there's a mesh concept or something else. And so I think that Trey McBride is, man, he's like a hybrid, I think, between what Tyler Warren is and between what Brock Bowers is, because he can block at the line of scrimmage and he's big and physical, but also he's an open field. He's got some shake to him. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, in one last year, now obviously there's an injury, he has more catches, more touchdowns, and almost more yards than Kyle Pitts does. He's already over 1,000 this year. So I would hope that maybe you can, yeah. There, Mike's. I think Mike is probably spot on with screens and that such. But I mean, get at, you know, it's the old Georgia Southern thing. Gotta get after their ass up front and don't give Brissett time to really find him, because guess what? Not every throw that they make to McBride is going to be a screen. Not all of them are going to be little shallow drags or little comebacks right around and sitting in the zone. So get after them, put them in third and long situations where maybe he can get his, 10 catches for 100 yards and it really not kill you.
Yeah, I agree.
So that was Trey McBride, but if Marvin Harrison plays, what about him?
He's kind of the great unknown, right? I mean, he's a big physical receiver, and, you know, I think you get a little bit nervous about that when you look at some of the matchups you had against Tampa Bay Buccaneers a week ago. When you look at what Mike Evans was able to do in that game in his first game back, and all of a sudden he's just bodying people, knocking them out the way. That's not Marvin Harrison's game, and it definitely hasn't been his game, for the most part this year because of the injuries he has had. And they say he's coming back before the end of the season. That clock is kind of ticking. I think it probably says a lot either way about Jonathan Gannon and his future that Marvin Harrison, with, you know, being a first-round pick and being a high draft pick, are you going to come back and play in a season where there's really no future in the playoffs? But players go play, and I think Marvin Harrison still has to be developed at a very high level. I don't think he's, at this point, though, somebody a game plan around. I think he's just – it's like if he's playing, great for them. If he's not, okay, it's the next man's probably – the output will probably be very similar because he's a big body that just hasn't put up a ton of stats this year.
Physical. I mean, I'm not necessarily going to come up and jam him every time or anything like that, but whenever he does catch a football, make him pay. I mean, I'm not trying to hurt anybody or anything like that, but he's coming back from injury. I mean, you know, don't let him get free releases, and when he touches the football, knock the crap out of him. Like, hit him. Like, just be play physical. Because Marvin Harrison's a, you know, Gus Johnson used to call him Maserati
Marv.
Marv. Well, yeah. Don't let him become Maserati Marv if he plays. I mean, just be physical and hit him and make him pay and maybe see if test his grit for this game.
Yeah, I agree with you.
But what else about this offense scares you?
I mean, I like Mike's not wrong about Michael Wilson, but other than that, their third down efficiency. And that's something that it's a good question, because it's something that we have not been good at. Is at times we've been bad at getting teams off on third down, and the reason of that is we've been giving them too much yards on first and second down. So I worry about allowing a team to grind out a game. Like they actually keep the ball for over almost 31 minutes a game, and it's been a kryptonite for us that we've allowed other teams to grind, even if they haven't scored touchdowns. We've allowed them to grind out long drives and keep our offense off the field. So get them behind the chains early and don't allow them to convert, 42% of their third downs. Yeah. That bothers me, because when you breed life into an offense like that, Look, it's funny because you would think a team that's getting 42% of their third downs is better than 21st in scoring. But you just can't let them shorten the game on you. And it's they're a bad team. Go out, punch them in the mouth, get them behind the sticks on first and second down, and get off the field on third down. Their third down efficiency scares me because it's the way they can win a football game, which is holding the football.
Yeah. I completely agree with what he's saying. I think the scary thing when you look at this offense is their ability to just take what's there. Jacoby Brissett is such a veteran quarterback, and he's so good at just simply saying, oh, okay, 5 yards on a pass play, 8 yards on a pass play. And that's why their third down percentage is so high, because those guys do a good job of settling down in the zones, having the man coverage beaters and doing different things. So much so that earlier this year, he had 47 completions in a game and still didn't, like, break yardage records. You know what I mean? It's like 47 passes were caught by your offense, and you got to, like, what, 440 yards or something like that, because there's just so many short passes that feel like pitch and catch a lot of times.
Okay, but you're bringing up the passing game, so passing game's been great.
Yeah.
But they've lost all but one game.
Yes.
So what's going on there?
Well, they can't run the ball. That's definitely a big part of it. They can't run the ball. The defense has not been great. They've been dealing with a number of injuries, on the defensive side of the ball. And the games recently, over the last couple weeks, just completely gotten away with you. Bo talked about it a second ago. You give up an explosive pass play on the first or second play of the game against Houston. You muff the next kickoff. You fumble it or whatever. You know, whatever it is, there's a turnover. And then all of a sudden, you're down by 14. And that is a suffocating defense in Houston to try to get something accomplished against. So it's very reminiscent of the Atlanta Falcons. It's like, oh, the offense can do this, or Bijan's numbers are this, and Drake has been this, and your sacks. But all the other stuff kind of rotating and evolving around the way you play has completely fallen through at times this year.
Yeah, and I don't know exactly their stat on explosives, but they're averaging under 6 yards a pass play. So that tends to tell me that it goes back to what Mike said earlier. It's like, well, they do a really good job of taking what you give them, which is why they're really good on third down. But every once in a while, you've got to take the top off of defense and be able to score on a quick hitting play. That's just kind of adds into it. You can grind out a game, but at the end of the day, if your defense is giving up 28 points a game and you're only scoring 3 touchdowns a game, you're going to lose a football game. Your defense is clearly giving up explosives at times, and you're not being able to compete with that. I mean, I think the second play of the game was an explosive touchdown. And then you fumbled into kickoff, and it just absolutely crushed you. That's a big deal. You have to be able to stretch the field every once in a while. And partly they cannot take any. They're essentially dinking and dunking in the passing game to basically that has never been their running game. That's been the extension of their run game. And it's why they've been good on third down. But you can be good on third down, you can have time possession, but if you don't score 24 points a game in this league, you're not going to win football games. We've scored 20 points a game. We're 5-9.
Yeah. I'll be curious to see how Jeff Orbit goes about the game plan defensively. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think they're a team that you don't want to give opportunities to make explosive to, because you feel good about everything. You know, you should allow them to kind of beat themselves when you have a team like that. But Jacoby Brissett knows how to dial it up against blitzes. We're the second highest blitzing team in the NFL. So I'll be curious to see how they find that balance.
Well, and I'd love to get a temperature check on how everyone is feeling as the Falcons head into Arizona at 9:29 morning shift. Let us know how you're feeling about it. Coming up, though, this is very exciting.
No, it's not.
Mike's
wife sent
a gift. We don't know what it is, but he's going to open it on air, and we're going to go in the huddle as well. It's all next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey apps.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast. And if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan's hanging out behind the glass. We have two things to accomplish. Mike has a mystery gift, and we're going to go in the huddle. But I want to remind everyone that we're going out to Publix this Friday.
Let's go.
At the Paces Ferry Center. We're going to be doing the entire show there, 6 to 9. So come out. Grab your groceries ahead of the weekend football parties. Come say hi. It's all brought to you by Publix. Feed your fandom. Feel the hype this year with Publix. Again, that is the Paces Ferry Center.
I also don't think we should look past the little shimmy you did before you started talking. That was a nice little shimmy you hit.
I didn't see that.
You didn't see the shimmy?
Is that going to be on camera?
It was a good little shimmy.
It was on camera. It's the music, Dylan. I like it.
There you go.
I like
Appreciate it.
Feeling the vibes, man.
So Mike's wife, Lindsay, has sent a mystery gift along with him.
It's one of these Prime bubble wrap delivery packages for anybody that's trying to envision what this looks like.
She told you to open it on air, which could be diabolical.
I know.
Or genius.
My wife, God bless her. I'm sure she's listening right now. She's just diabolical enough. Just has that small amount of meanness in her to where this could be something really mean. But I don't think it is, because I don't think she would have done that to be on air. I don't think.
Right.
But nevertheless, I am a little bit nervous to open this. So what do you think?
I think you should. Do you need a countdown? Do you need support?
No, I mean.
Like three.
I'm going to try. I tell you what. You just give a play-by-play, and I'll go for it right now.
All right. So Mike has the Prime bubble wrap right now. He's opening it up.
Can hear that?
Everybody has about 15 of these on their front porch right now. It's that time of year.
I'm looking inside. It's definitely a T-shirt.
Okay, we got a T-shirt.
Just pull it out. I mean, don't look at it.
I feel like I might have an idea of what this is.
No way. What do you think it is?
Dylan,
you think
it's got?
I think it's got Lindsay's face on it.
Yeah, I think Dylan's right.
Yeah, I think this is a T-shirt with Lindsay's face all over it.
I guarantee it's got her face or your kid's face on it.
Let's see. It's
no.
Definitely.
He was spot on.
Let's go, Lindsay.
Spot on.
Yes. I'm no longer the only one.
And it's
let's go.
Exactly like Simone's Yo. T-shirt.
Shout out to Lindsay, man.
Whoa.
Shout out to Lindsay. Man. She heard y'all keep getting on me about wearing my Simone T-shirt. Look, now you got
she
one, too.
She even did the dollar sign, too.
She even love it. Lil Wayne shirt in the middle with Lil Wayne shirt on her face on her shirt.
I absolutely love that. Let's go, Lindsay. You are goated.
You are so diabolical.
Oh, no, you got to wear Jeff Gordon. Actually, that's probably Chase Elliott.
That's early Chase Elliott, man. That's early Chase Elliott. That's actually a picture of her at Martinsville Speedway.
Yeah, you know what? I'm glad my wife doesn't listen because I would never wear that.
Dylan, you and Mike have to wear this.
I was about to say, Mike, you know what happens after has to happen next. We both got to coordinate and wear the shirt at the same time, dog. We got to take a pic.
And there's no, and I was taking shots at you. There's no way I can get out of wearing this.
No way.
And that's what she knows that there's no getting out of this for me.
Yep.
Dang.
She's going to hit you with a Dylan wears it, and he wears it proudly.
Bravo.
You got to, too.
Bravo.
Lindsay, you are the GOAT.
Nice work. It makes a lot of sense now why she wanted me to do it here on air.
That's so funny. I mean,
bravo, Lindsay. Let's
All right,
and Lindsay, just so you know, before we got on air, we were like, should we record this, like on video or not?
Yeah.
And we were like, it might be embarrassing. It might not be. And now I'm so glad we recorded this.
I would only wear that when she starts a house project and doesn't finish it. And you have to. That would be my shirt.
All right, we will get this video. You will get to see this amazing T-shirt that Lindsay made copying Simone's
Hilarious,
T-shirt.
Man.
Yes.
We'll put it up on Twitter a little bit later on today. Oh, bravo, Lindsay. Bravo. Mm. Well, I guess Mike McDaniel probably won't be wearing a Tua shirt anytime soon.
Well, Tua's got to buy him one first.
Oh, that's true.
Or maybe a jersey or something.
Because he kind of put it on the table after Monday's loss to the Steelers that he might be benching Tua.
Are you considering a quarterback change this week?
Well, I think the quarterback play last night was not good enough. And so for me, everything's on the table.
And who would you consider going to if you make a change?
Well, I think that, we're in the process of game planning for the Cincinnati Bengals. So in that process, we're trying to determine who will give us the best chance to win. And I'll probably give you more clarity on that tomorrow as we are, I think, 14 hours removed from the game.
Yeah, I don't know.
Cannot stand hearing him talk. I just want to punch him right in the face.
Why?
Game planning? Like, dude, just say we don't know yet. And just say you're going to evaluate it through the week. Or just say you're going to let all three guys kind of go for it.
Yes.
Or, I mean, that's the kind of guy I wouldn't mind hearing them say, hey, what's your pitch to keep your job? I'd like to hear him explain it to me. Because he might actually try to explain it. I'm just not a fan. And the problem for me is I liked Mike McDaniel when he got the job because I knew his story. And
because he was winning.
I'm not talking about once he started. I'm saying when he was named the coach.
Okay.
I was like, cool, I like this because I knew his story. I knew that he was pretty good with as far as putting the game plan together offensively. But he's just became so unlikable. I mean, he's standing over there with those goofy-ass glasses he had on Monday night. They were fogging up before the game, and he's just become unlikable for me.
I think that he needs to be very careful here. And look, I don't watch enough Miami film to sit there and go, oh, quarterback's just a massive problem. But I think he needs to be very careful because I know that Tua has done a lot of player-led meetings and all this other kind of stuff, and he really took it on his shoulders after the game. It was like, I wasn't good enough. You start putting in Zach Wilson or Quinn Ewers, and you might not get the same reaction and some of that stuff, and the output might be even worse. And I think this could probably backfire on him if it does. I think that he's a great coach, X's and O's wise, and I don't think Tua has played well, but I also don't know that suddenly Zach Wilson is the answer that you're looking for in terms of any of the qualities you need out of that quarterback
spot. You need to see what Quinn Ewers is. Well, I guess you don't. I mean, he might not be there. The GM is going to be a different GM, but I think you would like to kind of know what Quinn Ewers is or isn't. If I'm the owner, I would like to know what Quinn Ewers is.
Yeah. I just think that – I also think that I've been a big fan of kind of their comeback where they've won a few games in a row after, you know, after the GM got fired and everything else. But watching them in the fourth quarter against Pittsburgh, talked about it yesterday. Troy Aikman was like, I don't even believe what I'm seeing.
Yeah.
Like, I cannot fathom. a team that, you know, has their back against the wall, that's 14 points down in the fourth quarter, and they're just like, all right, yeah, we'll just take the play clock all the way down to two before we snap it. No big deal. We're not in any time crunch. And then it's like onside kick, timeout, 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 timeout. You don't have any time left, dude. Mm-hmm. Like, you wasted all of it.
So the Rams are hoping wide receiver Devontae Adams can still play in the Seahawks game on Sunday despite dealing with a hamstring injury.
No. No.
Oh, thanks.
No.
Matter of fact,
no.
What about next week, too?
I know you're fighting for the division and you're fighting for what the first bye, but no, man. No. Sean McVay's not, there's no way they play him. I can't believe it. And Puka went down too at the end of that game. I think he's fine, but there's no way Devontae Adams should play.
There's just no point. Like, I understand it, and you want, you know, all this different stuff, and you want this seed or whatever, but man, that is a team that is very capable of going to win a Super Bowl with the way they've been playing. So give them an extra week, whatever needs to be done. You know, and then you got the Monday Night Football game the following week against us here. So that gives you an extra day after this one. Might as well just let them rest up and you know, be ready for that stretch run and playoff run.
And after three seasons, the Jets have released wide receiver Alan Lazard, and in doing so, closed the door on the Aaron Rodgers era.
I have nothing to say. I don't know. I don't know what Alan Lazard was or was not. I just know that entire experiment up there ended in everybody being out of New York. Aaron Rodgers, the head coach, everybody. Everybody's gone. So it is what it is at this point.
Yeah, I don't know. He didn't do very much. So Iowa State guy, though. So that's the extent of my Alan Lazard conversation these days.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Well, coming up, Trey Young is going on assignment, and it's Which One Wednesday. Which Falcon will finish with more touchdowns at the end of this season? Bijan or Tyler Allgeier? That's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
41. Good morning. We are the Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Dylan's hanging out behind the glass, and he and Mike are going to be in matching shirts very soon.
Twinsies.
Twinsies with their significant others plastered all over them.
Dude, actually, I cannot explain how much I love this.
I know.
Right now.
I'm actually impressed that you figured it out before I did. I don't know why I didn't
Once you said a t-shirt, it all just clicked.
Yeah. I don't know why I didn't think about that. As I was pulling it out, he's like, I know what it is. I'm like, well,
as soon as
you
said t-shirt,
I
was like, I know exactly what
this
is.
That's such a good call.
Because it made so much sense. Like,
I definitely was so judgmental. Like when Dylan had his on. Didn't we put in fair foul that day?
Oh, yeah.
It was like,
that's right.
Wearing a t-shirt with your significant other's picture on the front.
My,
I was like, oh, man, it's foul. Foul
my,
for me.
How the turntables.
Foul for me. Now I have nowhere to go here. I'm going to tweet a picture of it, though.
Yeah, tweet out a picture. We're also going to ask that in Wake Up Call. Hint, hint. This segment is presented by John Foy and Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. We did get some good news yesterday that the Atlanta Hawks announced today that Trae Young has been assigned to the College Park Skyhawks.
Shout out to Mike Conte, who texted me earlier and was like, just so you know, the players of Trae Young's caliber are not eligible to actually play. He's just going down there to practice for a few days.
Okay.
That's interesting. I was kind of thinking of it as a MLB kind of rehab assignment, and yet that's kind of not where we land for this. So I'll be interested to see what the turnaround is, get a couple practices in. I find it intriguing because I don't think the Hawks play till Friday.
No, they play tomorrow.
They play tomorrow in Charlotte?
In Charlotte.
In Charlotte, yeah. So there you go, man. You had a couple of days. Go get the grind on. Make sure you're in good shape, and let's roll.
Yeah, I was, like you said, shout out to Mike Conte. I was today years old when I learned that rule, too. I guess it makes sense. I mean, I guess you would technically need, like, a two-way contract to be
able
Mike to
go down.
Yeah, Mike
said John Collins, same thing. So
it makes sense. But, look, at the end of the day, we talked about it earlier, the key for Trae Young coming back and the key to this Hawks team continuing to go on the trajectory, even though they've been on a little bit of a slide recently, for them to continue the trajectory they've been on for most of the season, Trae Young has to come back and he has to fit into what this offense has been, which is an offense that leads the league in assists at 31 per game, and the ball has to continue to stay live and has to continue to move around. And Trae Young can't come in and just kind of make the offense different to the fact to where he likes to dribble the ball a lot and have the ball in his hands a lot and kind of take guys off the dribble and then create offense that way. It has to be a thing of where you continue to move the ball around and get good shots that way, which they've been doing. So that's going to be the million, billion, trillion dollar question is, can Trae Young come in and adjust to what the Hawks have been doing? Because it's obviously been working on the offensive end. So to me, that is the one and only thing to watch out for when Trae Young comes back here. There will be, I think, an adjustment period, and I think we all can agree on that, but it shouldn't take too entirely long because even though they haven't played together a lot this season, the core of this team has played together quite a bit. So, you know, it shouldn't be that much of an adjustment period, and hopefully they can somewhat hit the ground running when he comes back.
How many zeros is that? Million, billion, trillion?
12? 9?
Oh, we're way past that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, trillions. Yeah, trillions.
Million,
a lot
billion,
more.
Trillion.
I have no clue.
That's
no
a
clue.
Lot of zeros, though. A lot.
Well, we'll be excited to get him back. I am curious, before we get too mic'd up, what is Curious George up to today?
George was he pulled out a crazy tactic last night.
He's the elf that is
George
visiting.
Is our elf that visits us on a nightly basis leading up to Christmas. He pulled out a crazy tactic. So evidently he went into ChatGPT. I'm trying to figure out the best way to talk about this.
Yeah.
He went into ChatGPT and he took a picture from our refrigerator of both of my kids and got a coloring sheet made of him and the kids. And so they can go to school today and color this coloring sheet. And it's a picture of them that ChatGPT has turned into a picture. And he was like, hey, just wanted you guys to have this, to have a little fun. And he kind of hid inside of their cup of markers at the house.
As long as he doesn't send them a t-shirt with his face on it. I mean, yeah. I think it'll be all right. Make them wear that.
Yep.
He seems pretty smart.
You know what's going to happen at school today, though, is everyone's going to be jealous of Ridge and Stevie's pictures.
Yeah.
So then, they're going to tell them, hey, George got this for us, and now those kids are going to go home and tell their parents,
you know what?
Their Alf did this.
I'm in charge of pickup today, and I'm going to make sure I'm a little bit late so that all the other parents that are picking up can be, you know, dragged over to my kid's table and be like, Mommy, look what Ridge's Elf brought.
You know what?
Like, that's pretty cool.
That makes Curious George even smarter because that's exactly what he wanted to.
I know.
That's exactly what he wants.
He is a legend, that Curious George, man. So, yeah, it's that time. What is it? It's December 17th. I wonder if George is, you know, kind of running out of ideas at this point. Starting to run a little thin.
Hey, I'm sure all the elves talk, and they all figure out the little shenanigans they're going to get into.
Yeah, I was today years old when I learned that the elf is from Marietta. It was actually created in Marietta. So.
The OG.
The OG.
OG elf. There
Very
you go.
Cool.
Well, I mean, if Curious George has run out of ideas, I'm sure just like he went on ChatGPT for the coloring sheets, he can chat GPT some ideas if he needs to.
That's a great point.
Just put in elf on the shelf ideas.
All right, man, let's do this thing. And as a reminder, today's Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it, family style, one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. Make sure you bring your elf if he wants to get some chicken wings along the way. Maybe even wear a t-shirt of your wife's face as you head over to Buffalo's Cafe. Talking about your herd, man, there you go.
We really need to figure out how she got the exact same template.
It is crazy.
A submerged shirt.
I am tweeting it out as we speak. Okay. And if you're not already with us, you can go to my Twitter and
I'll
check it out
it
at
too.
929. I'm sorry, not at 929 Morning Show, at MPJohnson79. So it's going to be interesting.
I feel like Simone and Lindsay were in cahoots. I feel like Simone hooked her up.
She maybe did.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know how you found this kind of thing, but it's crazy.
All right. It's Which One Wednesday. So, Bo, we're going to start with you on this. Which matters more in college football playoffs, momentum or the actual matchup?
I think you look at last year, Ohio State gained momentum based on matchups that were good for them. It's starting off, and then they just kind of roll through. But the matchup means a lot. Look, momentum, it doesn't matter. Styles make fights. And, you know, you need to be able to match up well with your opponent. So I would say the matchup.
Word the question one more time so I can make sure I'm understanding this.
Which matters more in the college football playoffs, momentum or the matchup?
I'm going to say momentum because I don't know what to think about Alabama right now. And you look at the way they were early in the season, felt really good about where they were as a team, you know, aside from the Florida State loss. But, man, they have zero momentum on their side right now. They've played not very good in the last 6 weeks. And after getting the doors blown off of them against Georgia just a couple of weeks ago, I don't feel great about it. So maybe with the off week, you can get back to it. But momentum would be a nice thing to have on your side for sure.
Okay. Bo, we're going to start with you on this one for no reason whatsoever. If someone has to park outside and has a small walk to work, which is worse, freezing cold or pouring rain?
Pouring rain. Yeah, pouring rain. You getting wet is way worse than being cold. You're only cold for the short amount of the walk, but the rain is miserable because as someone that had to walk to work at one point in time in his career, if you don't know or plan that it's going to rain and it starts raining on you and then a car splashes a puddle on you, you're wet all day. You won't be cold all day.
Let me flip this question and just ask this. What's worse, having to walk 200 yards to work or having a coworker that reminds you of it every single day that you now have to walk 200 yards into your office in the cold and the rain? Allie, thank you so much.
I have not thought
about it other than Allie talking trash.
I would tell you that perspective is everything. You shouldn't let someone else control your emotions.
Boy, that's an interesting one.
We're going to move on to another interesting question. Which would you rather wear, Mike? Your rival's gear, so a UGA jersey, or the shirt with your significant other's face?
Wow. Hey,
there's only one right answer, Mike.
I rock this shirt every single day till it freaking fell apart, man, till it turned to dust before I rocked the UGA shirt. And y'all know I have nothing but good vibes towards Georgia. I don't.
Right, right.
Love Kirby, love the whole thing. But you ain't going to catch me in nobody else's college gear. Abso-freaking-lutely not, man. Never.
What about you, Bo?
Yeah, I tend to agree. I mean, some of us actually care about our teams and don't just flip a switch and wear the team's gear randomly.
So we've seen a lot of complaints about refs in games. We've seen a lot of complaints about coaches. Which one gets blamed more unfairly, refs or coaches? Mike, you go first on this.
Unfairly. I would say referees probably because in the end, the coach does have a job to do and the coach is in control of winning a lot of times. Not every time. Sometimes bad things happen and players make bad plays. But the refs, no matter what happens, half of the people sitting in the stadium or half the people watching, I guess, are going to hate you.
Yeah.
All right. I mean, it is a 95% chance that when you're watching a football game, you're going to think that the ref made a bad call at some point. So I would say probably unfairly, if you're going that route, the referees probably.
I would say coaches. Coaches are blamed for every single thing that happens, and that's kind of their job. I get it. But the refs got one job to do, get the call right. Coach is trying to not only keep an entire group of sometimes young men or, you know, in line, you know, not from walking out with $100 worth of items that they decided not to scan at a Walmart, to the point of, you know, being controlled for people, someone losing their emotions or just making mistakes, not doing their job. And, or, you know, coaches get blamed for, things that are completely out of control, like, you know, like high school coaches, where how they can get other players and how some schools can do what, you know, some of these programs are doing and go grab players out of their markets and put them in there, and some can't because of academics and stuff.
Speaking of which, we got to talk about the high school championship going on right now because some major games happened yesterday.
Yeah.
But moving on, which Falcon will finish with more touchdowns at the end of the season, Bijan Robinson or Tyler Allgeier? They both have 8 apiece, Bo.
Bijan, he's got more opportunities in the receiving game.
I'd be curious to see how they approach the red zone kind of going in there. I thought that Tyler Allgeier would be a bigger part of the plan last week and gets 2 carries. So I think the Bo's probably right. Bijan probably going to end up with more touchdowns. If you start getting in some more red zone, inside the 10, inside the 5, tight red situations, maybe Tyler can do that. But Bijan's just, he's a threat to do it anywhere on the field at any time, specifically when you get to the plus side of the 50-yard line. So I would say that this point, probably Bijan.
Which would you rather watch again? Go with me on this. The Braves World Series win. Picture it. The Dansby, Freddie throw. The parade. The confetti. Would you rather watch that over again or the birth of your child? Because yesterday,
my wife's not still listening.
Yesterday, y'all had some issues with childbirth.
I wouldn't give up being in the room. Don't get me wrong. And I'm glad that I was there to witness the miracle that is childbirth. There's no doubt about it. But if you want to talk about the lasting visuals, give me the World Series.
Freddie Freeman.
Give me the World Series. Yeah. I mean, like, yeah, this is some things you can't unsee. So, yeah, World Series. Yeah, I don't mind replaying that one.
Well, the difference is I knew what I was watching with the World Series. I did not know what I was watching with the birth of my...
That's where you turn your head to the side and go, what is that?
My child. Well, I mean, I don't think that's a very fair question.
Loaded.
I think I just would like to know if the shoe was on the other foot in this situation right now, how you would respond.
Yeah, seriously.
One last one. Which Christmas character story would you rather live through? Clark Griswold or Ralphie from A Christmas Story?
I feel like sometimes I do have a little bit of Clark Griswold in me. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I like the thought of a big family Christmas. Like the thought of, you know, doing things a certain way. And I don't know that I'll ever drive out and try to cut my own tree down or anything like that. But yeah, there's something to be said about setting up the ornaments with your kid and doing that whole thing. So I would say I probably have a little bit more Clark Griswold in me.
I would say Clark Griswold because at least he had dreams of Christy Brinkley at times.
Yeah, that worked out.
At the pool. Yeah. And he did get his bonus. Ralphie was a dumbass and actually did shoot his eye out. So... Aww.
Poor Ralphie.
Poor Ralphie. All right, coming up, we've got the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. We got to ask the question again. Would you wear your significant other's face on your shirt? Now, Dylan and Mike are proud owners of shirts that contain multiple photos of their significant others.
I love this
right,
Mike is Proud. A money sign. I just noticed that the S is a money sign.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It is so, a money sign.
That's cool. I just tweeted it out, if you haven't seen it, at MPJohnson79.
And then the Falcons, Cardinals, where's your confidence level on this? 404-726-0929. The wake-up call is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.